My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm so excited you're here today for today's super fun Q&A episode where you asked and I answer. We have a lot of fun questions, a lot of them around relationship advice, friendships, romantic relationships, relationship with God. We got it all. So we're going to be diving into those questions today. But first, thanks for being here. Thank you for listening to the podcast. It means so much to me that you're here. And I hope this episode helps you in some type of way. Before we get into the episode, though, make sure if you do love the episode, you leave a review and share it with your friends. Share with the friends that you feel like this episode would help them. And lastly, let's dive into a self-check-in before we get into all the juice. So the self-check-in is a time to ground yourself, to see how you're feeling, see how you're doing, slow down. So yeah, okay, let's do it. Go ahead, take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with all the goodness, all the love into your beautiful, amazing body. And then exhale, just imagine your breath washing your mind clean of anything that is holding you back, like anxiety, fear, worry, whatever it is, just imagine that breath, release it, let it go. Okay, now ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today, truly? Being so honest with yourself here, figuring out why do you feel like that? Maybe you're having the best day ever, and it started because you had a fire morning routine, and you've been present. Or maybe you're having a bad day, and it's because you just immediately pressed go, go, go in the morning. Like, whatever it is, just figure it out and make note of it. And then I want you to just release yourself of any judgment around the number on the scale. Give yourself grace for where you're at right now. Because it doesn't help to dwell on the past, but to just show up for yourself in this present moment. All right, now I want you to ask yourself, have I told myself a compliment today? If not, I want you to hype yourself up like a best friend. You deserve to feel loved. It's important to love yourself. So tell yourself something you love about you inside or out. Okay, now ask yourself, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you have not, stand up, shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. Now ask yourself, Have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you haven't, grab your water. Let's just all hydrate right now. In 3, 2, 1, grab the water. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. Okay, feeling hydrated, feeling good. Whew. Next question is, I want you to ask yourself, where is a place I want to be in the next 6 months? Think about some goals here, some vision. And now ask yourself, what's the first step I need to take to get there? Okay, final question is, I want you to ask yourself, where am I at right now with God? Maybe you feel close to him. Maybe you don't even know if you believe in him. Maybe you're mad at him. Whatever it is, just get real with yourself and hang on to it. Okay, let's get right into our little life updates. Okay, life updates. So last week on Thursday, John and I did a maternity photo shoot with my friend who is a photographer in the Palm Beach area. Shout out Parker Bellingham for taking literally the most amazing photos. We did the shoot at the same place that we got engaged last March. So it was a very just sweet, surreal, full circle moment. We actually hadn't been back there since we got engaged. So that was so sweet. And the photos came out so beautifully and amazingly. Like, it was just such a perfect day for photos. It was funny though, because basically where we did the shoot, it's called Jupiter Blowing Rocks. And they close the actual lot that goes to the beach for Blowing Rocks Preserve at like 4:30, but you can still access that whole like strip if you park at this other parking lot. And so we walked, I think it was honestly a 30-minute walk to get where we were going. I'm like dripping in sweat because currently 32 weeks pregnant. And if you have been pregnant before, you probably know the body temperature tends to increase a lot as you get very pregnant. So I have like a full face of makeup on. I'm literally just dripping sweat off my face at this point. I'm walking. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, I literally got my phone and I looked at the camera and I had a full blown circle of like paleness where the bronzer had been. Anyways, it was really funny and we had a great time. The photos came out great. No paleness circle blob of sweat showed up in the photos, thankfully. And I posted some of them on my Instagram. So if you follow me on Instagram, a little shameless plug here, it's Callie Gwally. I post a lot of stuff on there about all sorts of things. I post lifestyle stuff, documenting my pregnancy journey. I post a lot of fitness content since I teach Pilates and I have an online Pilates studio. And I post just other stuff about Jesus and about eating, all the things. So anyways, go check it out. But follow me, say hi, tag me, listening to the podcast. I'll repost you. Anyways, that was a huge highlight of last week. It was such a fun day. John and I went to a fancy dinner afterwards. So something about where I live is that I feel like people don't dress up a lot to go out. Like, it's a small town. It's not, I used to live in Miami and New York City, and those towns, people dress to the like tins when they go anywhere. So anyways, being here, I feel like I haven't really done that as much. And it was nice because we went to this like kind of bougie restaurant and we're like dressed up from the photo shoot. And so it was just fun. So we went out, got home like so late for us. Got home at 11 p.m. and that was very late for us grandparents, coastal grandparents. I was so pooped though, but it was such a fun day. And then other than that, I think other life updates, I mentioned this before, but I've been working hard on opening an in-person Pilates studio. It is going to be, I'm so excited for it. I just feel the Lord's hand in it so much. I've been really working on getting all of the legal stuff taken care of, waiting for some final approvals, and then I can really dive headfirst into this whole thing. But I will say, I haven't started a business from scratch in a couple of years. It's a whole journey, but I love it. It's so much fun. And I feel like I love the actual aspect of getting to brand something, getting to figure out like what is the aesthetic, the design of the studio, all the things. I love marketing, branding, all that jazz. So that's like my bread and butter. I'm really pumped about it. I think more of this stuff is just like the getting the insurance, getting the legal paperwork, all that. I'm like, ugh, I want to get through it. But it has been really fun. and really sweet. So anyways, if you live in the Stuart, Florida, South Florida area, please come. Please come check it out. It is going to be a huge blast and I'm very excited. Also too, I just have to share something I realized today that I think hopefully will help someone listening. I think one of the questions, we can honestly just move into the Q&A questions, but I think one of the questions is about anxiety tips, reassurance. So something that I realized I had been struggling with that I didn't even realize was I was so focused on the future. I was worrying a lot about the future because I'm currently in a waiting season. Pregnancy is a waiting season because when you give birth, like especially for first-time parents, I mean, I have no idea what to expect. I've never had a baby before. People tell me the stories, tell me the things to like all the things to expect, whatever. But you know, everyone's baby is so different and everyone does things differently that I don't know how it's going to look in my own personal life. So I feel like I've definitely had to navigate a lot of just like the worry, the fear around how am I going to juggle being a mom, having a business, having time to, you know, take care of the house, all the stuff. Like, I think these are things that I have just been so worried about. I'm like, oh, how am I going to do it? But ultimately, I know that God is going to take care of me and he's going to guide me into the right things, the right way to balance it. And maybe I'll have moments where I fail, I mess up, but I'll learn from it and we'll move on. So I guess my advice for someone who is struggling with that anxiety is truly just step out of the future. We can't control the future. No one knows what's going to happen literally tomorrow. Only God knows. And so all you can do is really just put your best foot forward each day, stay present, and put faith that God has plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. That is like the verse that goes through my head constantly. I think also too, just surrendering any anxiety to God. Anytime you have those thoughts, be like, Lord, I am going to be honest. This is on my mind right now. Like, this is something I'm struggling with. Keep it real with him. Also address the thoughts out loud. Be like, I reject this intrusive thought that's causing me to feel blank. In Jesus' name, the truth is that God is protecting me. He is prospering me. He has promises for whatever he has showed you about your future, your vision for your life, all the things. Just speak it out loud. That is how we fight this warfare every single day. So moving into more of the questions, I think that was a good little transition period. Let's just do it. Let's get right into this thing. So, okay, the first question is about being engaged at a young age. How do I handle being the only one of my friends in this season? So this is something that I really definitely relate to. I was the only one of my friends that I can remember being engaged. And honestly, I'm not gonna lie, it definitely was interesting. I think even in my current season I'm in, pregnancy, it's the same sort of thing. I have friends who are pregnant. Most of them are later 20s, maybe in their 30s. So it's been really interesting feeling like the youngest one. But I will say, and this just goes to any season of life, we're gonna be in different seasons than our friends our entire life because no one's life looks the exact same. I think the best way to approach it, and I definitely looking back wish I'd done this more, is don't wish away the season that you're in. Like, don't wish that you were doing what everyone else of your friends is doing. Instead, really just absorb and soak into what God has for your life in this moment, because life is fleeting, it's fast, and I think it's important to just really be grateful and thankful in the seasons that we're in. So I think being the only one engaged, soak it in, girl. Like, just be thankful that you have an awesome fiance, thankful that you're getting to plan your wedding. Not saying that there's not going to be moments where you might feel upset or uncomfortable or whatever it is, or feel like you're alone in the season, but just truly like not hiding from your friends how you're feeling, even though they're not in the same season. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Like, continue to just be open with your people. They are there because they love you, not because they love the season that you're in. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My sweaty studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Hey everyone, it's Callie, and I have a little PSA for my girlies who are genuinely scared of what their period will bring each month. From painful cramping, uncomfortable bloating, cravings, or a roller coaster of emotions, I have been there and know how frustrating it can feel. Let me introduce your hormones to their new bestie, Hormone Harmony, a nature-inspired supplement that supports optimal hormone levels, helping to reduce mild mood swings, improve sleep quality, and even curb those annoying cravings. If you read the reviews, you'll notice that over 17,000 women all around the world are saying that they finally feel like themselves again after taking Hormone Harmony. Let's quickly dive into some of the core ingredients that make up Hormone Harmony. I love how Hormone Harmony includes adaptogens like ashwagandha extract, which helps the body handle stress from hormonal changes and cortisol levels. Another key ingredient that caught my eye is maca root extract, which can give you sustained energy, helps with mild mood swings, and supports a healthy drive. Painful periods aren't normal, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to keep suffering through them. Hormone Harmony can actually help you. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
They want to support you if they're good friends, and they want to be there for you. I remember my best friend last year, she was pregnant. I was not pregnant. And I went through the whole journey with her. Like, she would tell me a lot of things that was going on in her life. I had no, I was not pregnant. I didn't know how to even, like, I couldn't relate. But, you know, I still was there for her. And we definitely, that strengthened our relationship a lot. And it's been beautiful because as I've been pregnant, she now has a baby. And we're in different seasons again, but she's supportive of me in my season, and I'm able to support her in her season. And I just think that's what good friends do. So I guess I hope that helps answer the question a little bit. But just know that everyone's going to be in a different season at different times. But that doesn't mean that you can't stop being friends with somebody. And just be open with them about how you're feeling in your season. Okay, next question. How to outwardly love God as a high schooler? Okay, this is such a good question, and I think this applies for anyone, whatever season of life you're in, if you're in high school, college, post-grad, married, whatever. Okay, something that God has really showed me in the past few months is, like, we don't have to constantly preach to everybody about God. if that makes sense. Like, yes, sharing the gospel is super important and telling people about Jesus is so important. But what I'm trying to say is, I think how to outwardly love God as a high schooler, if it's more of like, how do I like not hide that? Really just walk with the Lord every single day and people will see something's different about you. And they'll wonder, why does she carry this joy? Like, what does she have that I don't have? Like, what is that? Jesus, I feel like he attracted so many people to him because, I mean, he exhibited absolute love. He exhibited something different that was not happening at the time. Like, he was healing people. He was there for people. He was speaking words that people hadn't ever, he was sharing sermons in a way that people had never heard before, all these things. And so I think the be like Jesus saying, it's so true. Like, when we walk and we try our best to be like Jesus and live our life like Jesus would live his life, people are going to see there's something different about us and they're going to wonder. And I feel like that is one of the best ways to outwardly show God, is to show God's love to other people no matter what. And then if the conversation comes up about the Lord, or you feel the Holy Spirit prompting on your heart to share the gospel with someone, or to give them a word of encouragement, or to pray over them and ask if they need prayer for something, then tap into that, then do that thing. But I think so often, like, I caught myself at first wanting to just strive and prove to God that I was a good Christian and that I was faithful and that I would share the gospel with everybody. But I was walking and doing that in my own strength rather than really leaning in and being like, God, what do you want me to do today? Who do you want me to talk to? How do you want me to live my life? And I'm working on this. I'm not perfect in this. But I think that is my best advice for anyone who wants to really, really just outwardly love the Lord in their every single day life. Okay, how to enjoy the now. I'm 18 and always wishing life would speed up. Okay, I feel like I kind of answered this question a little bit earlier. I think the best thing is gratitude, truly. Making gratitude lists is such a great way to just get present, to just step out of the wanting other things, the wanting more, the wanting the future to come. Instead, just being like, what am I grateful for in my life right now? What has God blessed me with recently? And just writing it all down literally always works. That is one way I really can get out of that cycle of that discontentment. So that's my advice. Okay, next question is feeling lost in my faith. This is such a real, real, real struggle. And I just want you to know that you're definitely not alone in this. I think the best place to start with getting unlost in your faith is asking yourself, where did this first begin, this feeling of feeling lost in my faith? Maybe it started when you started staying up later at night on your phone and then waking, like sleeping in and then going straight to work rather than spending time with God in the morning. Like, whatever it is, just try and pinpoint it. Because a lot of times I found in my own life, when I feel distant from God, or I feel lost in my faith, or I feel like, I don't know, I feel far, not close to him, usually it's because I'm replacing him with something else in my life, whether that's being busy or spending a ton of time with my friends or prioritizing pleasing other people rather than taking my day slow and starting my day off with the Lord. Like, whatever it is, that's when I've found I have experienced the most disconnection from God, because ultimately the Lord is never going to pull away from us. But when we press into him and we actively make that choice each day to really, really press into God and to be like, hey God, just like pray, hey God, I desire a closeness with you. I want to have a relationship with you. I feel far. Just being honest with him and inviting him into your life, like, he's going to show up. I think also too, oftentimes it helps me to get into a daily devotional, just because, like, I don't know, sometimes I found myself just falling into the trap of, I want to start my day immediately. I want to start working, all this stuff. I'm so excited about it. And then when I don't, just take a moment to really start the day off with God, in some capacity, whether that's worship, reading the Bible, reading a devotional, journaling with the Lord, like whatever it is, that's when I found I get far away, is if I don't press into Him first thing. So anyways, I think just one, surrendering to Him, and then two, a daily devotional is so helpful, even just to get back into it. I love Live on Purpose by Sadie Robertson. I talk about that devotional all the time. It is so good. Oh, I love it. I also like You Got This by Melissa Horvath. It's more of like a, I feel like it's kind of more of a journal-y sort of devotional, a lot of questions to ponder on and think about. But yeah, I would start there and just really make an effort to build that relationship with God again. It's like when you have a friendship and you don't see the friend for a really long time and you feel far from them and you're like, I feel kind of lost. Like, I feel like we're not as close as we used to be. It's the same with God. You just got to rebuild that and you'll get right back in it. Okay, next question. How do you keep things fresh and new as a fitness instructor? Ooh, I feel like I haven't talked a lot about being a fitness instructor on the podcast recently. If you guys want an episode about Pilates and being a Pilates instructor and what it looks like running a business in fitness, let me know. I would love to talk about it more. Okay. I think keeping things fresh and new, genuinely, I go to Instagram for inspiration a lot. There are so many good move ideas on Instagram, just using different equipment that you wouldn't even think of. Like when I teach privates, I'm my friend I teach privates to, she's always like, oh no, when I say I was on Instagram and I found a new move for her to try. But seriously, like, Instagram is so full of good ideas. I kind of look at it like a Pinterest board where it's like full of inspiration. And then also too, just adding fun combos. So I love to stack things. For example, if I am doing just like guiding my client through a donkey kick, I'll start with a donkey kick and then I'll add on. I'll be like, okay, donkey kick, lift your leg up, pulse up an inch, down an inch, and lower all the way down. And then you can add on from there. Okay, lift your leg up, go up an inch, down an inch, leg extends, hamstring curl, bend in, and lower your knee back down. I think combos are a really fun way to keep it fresh for your clients and also for you. And you can also play around too with variations. Like if you want to have your client bring their hand behind their back for a move to add some challenge, or maybe you do a really fun combo move where you move from, let's say you're doing like booty on all fours or whatever, and you flip onto your back and do an ab section in between the second leg. Like just adding in fun, fresh transitions is also a really fun way to keep things fresh as a fitness instructor. I hope that helps a little bit. Okay, next question is how to decenter men, romantic love from my life. Ooh, I think it's really easy to make romantic love or relationships an idol in our life. I have totally done it myself. I'm guilty of it. I think the best thing is, I sound like a broken record this episode, but put God first and everything else will follow. If you're putting your crush first, if the moment you wake up in the morning, you open Snapchat and you're like, oh, did he respond? Did he open my story or whatever? Or, oh, did he text me back? Like, if that's your first thing that you do in the morning, probably everything else is going to follow from that. So maybe what you could do is wake up, pray, immediately spend time with God and thank Him for your future husband. Thank Him for the person He's going to put into your life. Literally just thanking Him for what He's promising you. Like, it's so powerful to thank Him for His promises, even if they are not currently in your life, because they're going to come to pass. So I think that just surrendering relationships to God also, just like literally be like, God, I know that You have the right person in store for me. You've put this desire of marriage on my heart, and I just pray for him. Like, you can pray for your future husband now, even if you don't know him. I think that would really help just get rid of any sort of distraction of romanticizing something that maybe isn't the right person, or making someone an idol when in reality, like, they shouldn't be an idol in your life. So that is my advice. I hope it helps you a little bit. Okay, next question. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My sweaty studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together. Tips on an independent relationship, being comfortable on your own. Ooh, I was totally not good at this when I was single. I've opened up in my testimony before about how I literally would just get out of a relationship and immediately hop into the next thing or talk to a ton of guys at once. But I will say, I think looking back, advice I would give my younger self is just really knowing my identity. So often, I think the reason that I was so afraid to be by myself is because I didn't know who I was, and I put my identity in being in a relationship. I made my boyfriend my everything. And then when that was gone, it was like, wait, what's the purpose like of my life? Like, who am I now without this person? So I think really just diving into figuring out who are you? Like, who did God make you to be? Like, who does he say you are? Asking him these questions and really, really just speaking these identity statements over yourself. Say like, I am chosen by the Lord. I am beautifully and wonderfully made, perfect in his image. Like all these different things you can speak over yourself, and just like getting comfortable knowing who you are created to be and loving that. I think really using this season to love yourself the way God loves you, and know who he made you to be, and know that you are never alone because you have him with you constantly. And like I said, then the other question, just praying for that future husband, if that's the Lord's will for your life, like just praying for that person, thanking God for this season, asking God to show you like, what does he have for you in this season? What does he want you to focus on in this season of singleness? Because when you're in a relationship, like when you get married, things change. Like you're no longer single. You no longer have just all this time to do whatever. It's like, okay, now you have this commitment to another person. And so I think just soaking in that season, I know people say that all the time, but truly, just asking God, like, what is the purpose of this season? And really spending that time doing that. Okay, next question. Okay, I had someone ask me about my wedding. And I've talked a little bit about this before on the podcast. But she was actually asking me, so she eloped. So, okay, backstory, I eloped. And then we did a big ceremony 6 months later. So the girl who messaged me about this, she eloped and then is planning to do a big wedding later on as well. And so she was asking me, I have been worried on how to navigate the upcoming big day for us, since I still want to have the first look, walk down the aisle, have my bridesmaids say meaningful vows, etc. But we're already technically married. So I was wondering if you could talk more about your wedding in the podcast. Like, did you walk down the aisle and have a traditional wedding? Was it more of a mock ceremony? All the ins and outs about those meaningful days and how you navigated the bigger wedding and reception. Okay. I say this so much to my friends who are kind of navigating, like, okay. I say this to my friends. I'm going to say it to you as well. One of the biggest lies that people believe, that I actually used to believe myself, is that you need to have everything together to get married. like everything in check. I think that's a huge lie that we believe. We're never going to have everything together because we're constantly evolving, figuring things out. So if that's what's holding you back from getting married to someone you know you're supposed to be with, that is a big lie. I'm going to call it out for what it is. When you get married to someone, it doesn't mean that you guys are both perfect and you both have your lives together and now you're coming together. It's like, no, we're doing this thing together. We're a team. We're going to navigate the messy. We're going to navigate the highs, the lows, all the stuff in between. And so I think that's one of the big, big reasons people hold off on getting married. That and also the finances behind it. Getting married, having a big wedding can be really expensive. And for us, John and I, that was some of it, honestly. I mean, the bigger part of our testimony is we were already living together. We were already doing the whole thing. And the Lord really convicted us of having sex before marriage. So we basically were navigating that whole season. We were abstaining. It was so hard. I mean, we already lived together. We loved each other, all of it. We had a marriage counselor who asked us the big question. He was like, why aren't you guys married? Like, what's the wait? He was genuinely curious. And we were kind of like, I don't know. I think we both were a little afraid to commit because, I mean, marriage is a lifetime commitment. But we knew that we were the one for each other. So that being said, we had an elopement where it was not like a real technical elopement where it was just us, but we had our parents come and then my sister and grandmother came as well. We did the little ceremony on the beach. We literally planned this thing in 2 weeks. It was very low key. It was amazing. So fun. So special. Honestly, afterwards, I was like very satisfied. You know, I actually thought that I wouldn't want to do an elopement. I thought it was going to take away from the big day, but I'll say it did not at all. And here's how our wedding looked. We went ahead and did the whole wedding like as if we were getting married that day. We wanted to have the ceremony. We wanted to have the reception. We wanted to have all of that. We actually were going to do vows, but neither of us got them done in time. So we just did the same vows that we did on the beach. And it was still so special. And you know what? It was like, I'm actually really thankful that we did the whole ceremony, even though we were already married, because to me, it held a deeper meaning. I mean, we had already walked through 6 months of marriage together and we'd walked through some pretty heavy stuff, especially around losing our first baby. And so we both like bawled our eyes out during the vows because we just all of a sudden knew what it really meant. What they actually meant, the weight they carried. So if anything, to me, the ceremony, the second wedding it was so special. I think I looked at it as almost like renewal of vows. So I would definitely, if you're wanting to do the full traditional thing, like go for it. Literally go for it. There's nothing weird about doing the whole thing when you're already married. I have a friend doing that actually in less than a month. They're doing the full wedding, the full shebang, and they also did the elopement thing first. I think that's pretty actually getting very popular nowadays. So I would just, if you're wanting it, go for it. Do everything. We did the first look. It was so special too. I mean, our love for each other, if anything, just grew since our first marriage. So I think it's even more special. We had the bridesmaids. I did the bachelorette party. I mean, John was going to do the bachelor party, but then it actually happened the weekend that he was going to have it is when I lost our first baby. So that didn't happen for him. But regardless, like we did everything for the most part. And it was so special. I think it honestly just took the pressure off the big day. We were already married. Like there was no sort of, what if it doesn't happen? Like we were already married. It was so fun. So I just want to say like genuinely, whatever you guys are wanting to do, do it. Like it's your wedding. You don't have to do anything exactly as everyone else does it. I mean, we didn't have alcohol at our wedding. We did lattes instead and cute little mocktails. So literally whatever. We didn't have a DJ actually. Our DJ backed out very last minute. John DJ'd the wedding. He made a whole mix for it. And we had such a blast. Like it was so much fun. And I think ultimately, like I said, just whatever you guys want in your wedding, it's your day. It doesn't have to look like a certain way at all. Whatever feels good for you. Okay. Next question that you guys have. So these are from the little group chat I have for us. If you haven't joined the group chat, I will link it below. Okay, so this is the main one that you guys had, and it is around friendships in your 20s. So Okay, this girl said, you may have covered this before, but I recently struggled with making meaningful friendships as an adult. I graduated college last year and don't have those friends anymore, which is a blessing, but I haven't made any friends post-grad. Okay. Another girl said, same request as the girl who, the first one, it's been difficult making friends as an adult, especially with my boyfriend's friends and their girlfriends. Okay, a lot of you guys actually felt the same way. So, wow. Okay, let's just dive in. Okay, this is so gross and TMI, but I drank a hot cacao before recording this. I keep having to pause the episode and burp. I don't know what it did to me. I had to say that because if there's like weird cuts, that's why. I don't want you guys to hear me burp on here. Whew. Regardless, let's dive into this really fast. So friendships in post-grad. Wow, this is such a real thing. I totally relate. I empathize. When I graduated college from University of Miami, I lived in Miami a year after school. I had some friends who were still in college. But wow, it felt lonely. It felt really tough. And I think also too, because I wasn't part of a church, I wasn't walking in my faith. So I think the first thing that I would say is if you are not plugged into a church already, definitely plug into a church. Like, it is so, I have found some of the best people in this area in my church. At first, I thought some of them were weird. I judged them. I'm gonna be honest. I was like, there's no way those are my people. Literally so wrong. I was so wrong. Like, they're amazing people. And I think it's important to not judge a book by its cover. Just because maybe they don't dress the same as you, talk the same as you, look the exact same, does not mean that they would not be an amazing friend. So I think giving people chances is really key in post-grad. Also too, something that I've learned is genuinely age does not matter. This is a lie I was believing, honestly, up until the past few months. Is, oh, like, I feel like all my friends are older than me, whatever. Okay, who cares? Straight up. I mean, after college, like, everyone is just, we're living our lives. And some of us are in seasons, like, for example, in pregnancy, I was praying that the Lord would bring me people who were walking through a similar season as me. And I'm going to say at the beginning of the episode, I did talk about it doesn't matter if you're in different seasons than your friends. But I will say, sometimes it does feel nice to have people who are going through something similar as you. That being said, how do you find those people? Number one, pray. Literally pray. Ask God to bring you your people. He's going to bring you your people. I have done this time and time again. It has worked every single time. Maybe it takes 6 months, but he still brought you your people. I think also, so something that has been really cool, and I'll share, this has been a huge recent new friends moment for me. I started teaching my in-person Pilates and Praise class in March, and I didn't even think about it at the time. But so many of my new friends have come from that class. Like, I did not teach the class to make friends, but God has brought me my people through this class. Like, okay, if you really think about it, I love Pilates, I love health and wellness, I love the Lord. So the people who love those things are attracted to this class. So it's like perfect because I'm meeting girls who are around my age. They are really just passionate about similar things and we click. So I guess what I'm trying to say is if you're like stumped on where to meet your people and you feel like everyone meets their friends doing things maybe you're not interested in doing, really think about what you love. Like, what are you passionate about? And then see if there's any sort of clubs, any classes, anything in your area that has those offerings. Okay, I just got so distracted. My dog started barking. Anyways, what I was trying to say though is just see if there's anything in your area that has anything you're passionate about like that. Also, see if maybe your church has something like young adult activities or like sports teams or whatever it is. Get plugged into those spots. Like, those people, those things, those activities are going to attract like-minded people. And that is where I've met a lot of friends. Also too, I think getting into a Bible study, so awesome. Like, I have also met my people in Bible studies. How do you get involved in a Bible study? One, you can do it through a church. Two, I think a lot of them are word of mouth. So like, let's say you meet someone who's your age, you think they're super cool. Maybe you guys could start a Bible study and invite whoever, invite a couple people, be like, hey, tell your friends about this. And it's like a little loop, like more and more people are going to bring their people. And a lot of times we meet our close friends through mutual friends. So that is something else I've learned too. I think ultimately though, surrendering to God, he's going to bring you the right people. Don't settle. Don't settle for people just because they're there. Really, really pray for inner circle people, because you want to make sure that who you're surrounding yourself with are people you want to become more like. You will become who you're following and who you're around the most. So that's so key. A great book to read too that helped me a lot with all of this is called Find Your People by Jenny Allen. It's awesome. Also too, my last piece of advice around friendship is really just pouring into these friendships, even if it feels tiring at first. I think the first couple hangouts, it's like new, it's the surface level convo sometimes. You're just like, oh, I have to do this again. But seriously, just pour the time and energy into it and it will pay off. Usually, like, if you like someone, they'll be like, hey, you should go do this with me, my friend. And then you meet another person through that person. And it's like a little chain reaction. So don't lose hope. Don't give up. Go to the places where you are passionate about those things and be friendly. Maybe compliment the girl next to you in the workout class. Be like, I love your workout set. Where'd you get it from? Just strike up conversation. No one, the people you want in your life aren't going to think you're weird for talking to them. If they're mean about it, then that's not someone you want to be friends with. So anyways, I hope that helps you. You got this. It takes time. That's another thing. It takes time. Friendships, deep, meaningful connections don't usually happen right overnight. It just takes time. And yeah, ultimately just don't give up. The people are going to come into your life. I promise. You just got to make a little bit of effort for it to happen. All right. On that note, you guys, I think that answers all of the questions. I hope you absolutely loved this episode. I'm going to see if there's any more. Here's one more. I'd love to hear more about if something is from God or how to hear him better. Okay. So this question, I'm going to direct you to an episode I have, because this I could talk about for another 30 minutes. It's such a good question. I have episodes. If you search on under my podcast, you can search like on Spotify, at least find in this show, search hearing God's voice. Yeah, here we go. Healthy, but growing closer to God and hearing his voice. That is a good episode for some tips on how to hear the Lord's voice and really know how to hear him better. I think ultimately one like quick piece of advice is the Lord's voice is going to bring you peace. It's either going to be peaceful, it's going to be convicting, life-giving, but what it's not is guilt-filled, condemning, fearful, anxious, condemning, like a mean girl voice. It's not those things. So I think ultimately the best place to start when discerning is to just ask yourself, like, is this making me feel a good way or a bad way? Conviction, though, I will say, sometimes makes you feel uncomfy, but it's different than condemnation. With conviction, you know in your heart that what you're doing is wrong. Condemnation is making you feel bad about it and shameful and guilty. Like, oh, you're the worst person for doing that thing. Like, that's condemnation. That's the enemy talking. And I think navigating how is it God or how is it me, I think that's where it's important to test it against scripture. Is this something that God says in the Bible? Is this something, like, you can also have someone else pray over the thing with you, an unbiased prayer person, and see what the Lord shows them. That's, John and I will do that a lot, is we'll pray together about something that maybe he's going through or I'm going through, and see if the Lord, like, what the Lord shows us. And when we're both aligned on things, like, that is when we're like, okay. This is the Lord. So I hope that helps a little bit, but the episode that I told you is also goes really in depth on it. Anyways, you guys, I hope you love this episode. Let me know if you have any more questions. I love doing the Q&As. They're so fun. And tag me in your stories, listening to that podcast. I'll repost you. You can tag me on Instagram at Callie Gwally. Also, you can tag me on Healthy But Human Pod. And last but not least, share this with a friend who you think it would help them in their life and bless them and encourage them. And yeah, I am so thankful for you. Thank you for being here. I hope you love this episode. You are so deeply loved. God loves you. He has a purpose for your life, a plan and a purpose to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. And yeah, All right. I just also want to say too, for the girl listening who feels far from God or feels like she doesn't even know if he's real, I just pray the Lord would speak to you this week and that you would just encounter him in a way that you know is God. So I just pray that over you. God is knocking at your door. He wants a relationship with you. He hasn't abandoned you. He hasn't rejected you. Those are all lies from the enemy. He wants a relationship with you, I'm telling you. Okay, on that note, I love you. Have the best week. Keep being amazing. And of course, stay healthy for human. Bye. My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
My gorgeous queen, it's Callie, and I'm so excited to tell you about something that's transforming the way I work out. My Sweaty Studio app. If you're looking for a fun and effective way to get stronger, leaner, and more confident, this is it. Sweaty Studio is your go-to for on-demand Pilates workouts that fit right into your busy schedule, no matter where you are. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, the app offers a variety of classes, from 10-minute quickie sessions to full-length workouts that challenge every muscle in your body. And the best part? You can do it all from the comfort of your home, at the beach, or even while traveling. The app is designed to help you build strength, improve flexibility, tone your body, and feel empowered through affirmations blended into your workouts. Plus, with new classes and monthly challenges added regularly, you'll never get bored. You can even track your progress and join a community of like-minded women who are all on their journey to feeling their best. Some of my favorite workouts on the app are our Pilates and Praise classes that blend worship music with Pilates, our new Reformer Pilates workouts, or our Barlotti's flows that blend ballet movements with Pilates to the beat of the music. Ready to get started? Simply download the Sweaty Studio app now and take your Pilates practice to the next level. Your first 2 weeks are totally free, so you've got nothing to lose. Head over to sweatystudio.com to learn more and start your free trial today. Let's get sweaty together.